Gotta Get Through This, written and read by Louis Theroux. Prologue, Sensual Eating. Though I knew him to be a business executive and samba instructor, the poised man who came to the door in his t-shirt and pyjama bottoms, with his well-tended white beard and faint air of naughtiness, looked more like the sensei at an erotic dojo. I was a little out of breath. The house, tall with wooden decks around it, stood on the side of a pine-covered slope on a street on the edge of Portland, Oregon, and I'd had to climb a steep drive in inappropriate leather footwear to get there, being met at the top by Cliff, my host. He ushered me inside, my crew followed behind, and I took my shoes off in a cloakroom, then ventured into a large kitchen, where little Indian statues of couples in coitus sat beside generic holiday snaps of Cliff's children. Trays and bowls of food were arrayed on countertops, a buffet of the type you would find in the business lounge of a regional airport, grapes and apple slices and small slabs of cheese, but there was cling film over them. It wasn't yet time to eat. The kitchen filled up, couples, a handful of singles, male and female in roughly equal measure, most in their 30s and 40s. Many of the guys were in plain collared shirts and the women in knee-length dresses. They might have been at a church mixer, but there was also a sprinkling of more flamboyant partygoers, a bearded man in a blue sarong, his shirt unbuttoned to show a huge blue pendant resplendent on his hairy chest, another older dreadlocked man in black leggings and a little leatherette waistcoat, a heavy-set lady in an orange kimono that was open to reveal a generous helping of cleavage. A woman, probably in her 30s, was smiling at me with a daffy air of free-spirited bonhomie that seemed to invite further inquiry. "Are you excited?" I asked.
"I'm so excited," she replied.
"Are you nervous too?"
"Nah, why would someone be nervous? It's just a night of fun and freedom. It's all about the pleasure."
"Yeah, the pleasure of the food," I added hopefully.
"Yeah, well, you know, the food and..."
Eyes wide, she trailed off.
"Have you been fed food before?"
asked a grey-haired older lady with dangly earrings. She placed her hand on my chest.
"I think you're going to really enjoy the experience. You're pretty safe. We're a good group of people."
"Oh, it's good to hear that," I said. At Cliff's direction, we separated into three groups. Group one began loading up plates with food and pouring drinks into plastic beakers with sippy cup lids. Then we all made our way downstairs to a basement where mats were laid out and gentle music was playing.
"As those who have been to my events before, the massage à trois, the tantra events, know I'm really into putting together events where you learn something about yourself," Cliff said. "You learn to connect more deeply. This is an L2 event, so genitals stay covered, no genital touching. But whatever else you would like to take off, feel free to take off. If you don't have any underwear, I've got plenty of sarongs you can wear."
Group 1 sat down with their plates and beakers next to them. Some took their tops off.
"If you like what's happening, say yes. If you really like it, say yes please," Cliff said. "If you're feeling overwhelmed and you need a pause, say ground."
Then, at Cliff's command, Group 1 put eye masks on, and the rest of us, Groups 2 and 3, set about massaging, stroking, and feeding.
"Givers, feed slowly," Cliff said. "Feed off part of your body, but do everything slowly. Slow is always better."
It was a little like a starter's pistol had gone off, but instead of running in a straight direction, the masked athletes had begun swaying and groaning with their mouths open like little baby chicks. I was immediately feeling a little out of my depth. "Oh, Christ," I thought. I circulated slightly aimlessly, trying to stay in the orbit of receivers who already had a giver next to them to take the pressure off me. But even with a 2-to-1 ratio, it still occasionally happened that I was left alone with a receiver, which induced mild feelings of panic, having the sole responsibility of imparting profound feelings of connectedness and emotional well-being. In a way, the feeding was the easy part. You pop a chocolate into someone's mouth, they go, mmm. But you can't just keep feeding and feeding.